I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 32 of the No Bad Days podcast. It's me, Tabber. Hey. I'm joined here. Oh, you got something to say?
No, I was just going to say, hey, Tab.
Oh, okay. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Tab.
Hey, boys. next time, just let me finish the intro, though.
Yeah, that's my bad.
And that's the end of the intro. I'm here with Johnny.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Marty.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
And Marty's here, too.
I'm here as well.
As always.
I feel the energy here today.
Yeah, the energy's here. We're just present.
Yeah, we're present.
Last week we weren't like lights on, but no one was home.
Yeah, no, that happens quite often.
Just kind of on cruise control.
Yeah,
last week we were just kind of talking.
Like when you got to talk in the first period, and then you just toss on the skis for the next two.
Yeah, well, my job's done.
Yeah. Hey, I had my guy tonight, boys.
Sorry. Yeah, hey boys. How about you? Cruise control.
Yeah,
that's what we like.
Autopilot.
After a second assist,
isn't it?
I'm good.
Isn't a season assist? isn't autopilot kind of like concerning to you guys? Like, if you ever flying on a plane and the plane's flying itself, and pilots are napping.
I trust the technology.
That's like my car. My mom hates when I like put my
Oh, you have a car. You have a car.
You have a car, eh?
Yeah.
No, but when you put your I think that was whoever's rooms are right across from mine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Also, okay. Anyway, so we heard a noise through the door, and it's probably their neighbors.
I thought it came from the window for a sec.
Yeah, but those cars that have the lane assist, right?
Yeah.
I don't really like that either, to be honest.
I mean, I would
if I was driving.
Yeah, and a car would kind of sketch me out. Like you see those prototypes of like the self-driving like Ubers and stuff. It's like I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. But airplane, yeah, for sure.
You trust that?
I trust it. I still get scared.
Need to ask Marty that question.
I still get scared. Don't get me wrong, but like
the pilot said, he was going on.
You are low key scared of taking off and landing in an airplane.
Well, dude, remember in Toronto Island? I was like grabbing your arm. I was like, oh my god! And then he looks at me. And goes, hey, look, we're going in the water. I look. I'm like, holy shit!
Yeah, the water is like 10 feet away. I'm like, well, hopefully we got the skis on.
Not a whole lot of land there, eh, guys.
Yeah, I don't like landing. Well. I don't like landing when you don't see the runway, kind of. Like, you know, when you're landing over.
Well, we landed on an island.
Yeah.
And island obviously, you can't really see out the front window, right? So,
yeah.
I think anything over a 2-hour plane ride is like scary.
Yeah.
Because once you get up, it's like already been like 20 minutes. And then
But
you're kind of like almost there. Like you just kind of get comfy. But like after your first movie, then you're like, okay, I should be here by now. And then after that, that's like when the anxiety kicks in for me. It's like, okay, 2 hours. Okay, are we gonna make it?
Oh yeah, like whenever I've flown to Europe, like I'm dialed into the flight tracker.
Yeah,
on the little TV there. And but it was scary one time because we're over the Atlantic Ocean and we hit a little bit of turbulence.
Is that the one over the Pacific area? The ocean?
The specific ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, that one specific ocean?
What's so specific about that ocean, I wonder?
It's specifically there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have fish.
Is that
right?
The one with
fish? Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's
fish. That's the good fish one, right?
Yeah. A little bit of water. And I think there's sand under the water.
What's that one deepest point of the ocean called again?
Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench.
I said it first.
The marinara sauce.
Mariana's Trench Coat.
Remember Frizz?
Trench,
right? Yeah, remember
what
Frizz?
Do they have? Sorry, go ahead. Remember when Frizz?
My tongue's tied on their song names. But no, because Frizz was saying like, oh yeah, they're a Canadian band and they're named after the Mariana's Trench because that's in Canada. And looked it up. It's like not even close.
Where is it?
I think it's off the coast of Japan or something like
that.
Yeah. I could be completely wrong though.
I don't know. It's somewhere like not near Canada.
I'm going to look it up right here.
Quick. I got Mariana's Trench songs. But I don't know if we'd know.
But yeah.
Desperate Measures.
I don't know if that's the deepest. Is that the deepest place of the ocean?
Yeah, because it goes down all, like this is the ocean floor and then there's a crack. That's the trench. Yeah, and then it goes all the way down to somewhere.
It's up to the trench.
Imagine like what's down there.
Yeah, there's trench coats down there.
Well, there's a stat that says 80% of the ocean is undiscovered.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah. So
I think we've seen like quite a bit of it.
We only know like where, like, yeah, it's off the coast of Japan, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, it's south of Japan. It's like in between Japan and New Zealand.
So not near Canada.
No, not New Zealand. Papua New Guinea.
Okay. So still not Canada.
No. Yeah. It's
nowhere near, actually.
Yeah. No. Not even like relatively close.
You could
close.
Almost do one full turn of the globe before you get to Mariana's Trench.
That's just a short, brisk plane ride over.
Yeah.
To the trench.
Yeah, that's the thing about going on long trips. It's just like, would you be able to sit on a plane in not business class for like...
What's like a really long flight, like here to Australia or something?
Australia was
like
20 hours long. I would assume going from here to like anywhere, China, Russia.
My brother's flight to Germany was like overnight. Yeah, it was a long flight.
It was like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah. I guess your plane wouldn't be able to make it all the way here one way to China, though. You have to stop on the East Coast and then maybe in Europe somewhere.
It depends on where you go.
You can go this way.
That's what I mean. Though. Like
it's just a couple square feet that way.
If you left from Duluth, you'd probably go from Duluth to...
You'd go west.
To
Asia?
To Asia, you might go west. Yeah, I was talking about like Russia, though.
Well, Russia is just on top of Asia.
I know, but if you're going to Moscow, that's on the eastern side of Russia.
It is.
So I'm thinking...
Wait, what?
Yeah, Moscow's right there.
Yeah, so that's the western side of Russia.
No, that's eastern side of Russia. Russia's this...
East is to your right.
Oh, right.
Depending
which way you're looking.
Yeah,
but if you're looking from the north,
if you go far enough east, you're going to end up west. That's the craziest part.
That is. That's like two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts make a right.
And four lefts make you the same way
that you
are.
That was my bio on one of my social medias.
Yeah, I remember that. That was their Insta, right?
Did you change that by now?
It hasn't been changed, no.
Speaking of countries in Europe, we are now proud landowners, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yep. We are now referred to as Lord Jordan, Lord Troy, and Lord Johnny.
Yeah. One of the listeners bought us 5 square feet of land in Scotland.
What's that divided by 3?
15.
Not sure. That's 5 divided by 3.
3.1.5?
No.
1.7 or something.
1.7-ish.
Is it continuing 7?
Something like that. Anyways, we all own at least a little bit over a square foot.
And what we also learned is that when you buy one of those little pieces of land, is they plant a tree on it.
Yeah, so we're tree farmers as
well. Oh, I don't want that on my property. We should go there and like find that 5 foot whatever and like set up like fences and like build like a mini house on it and stuff.
Mini house?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious.
We build like a little like squirrel house.
Yeah.
House for squirrels.
Yeah, we're going to start a squirrel foster home in Scotland.
Well, they wouldn't. I think, I don't know if we could even fit all three of our bodies in 5 square feet. Maybe we could.
No,
it's 2.1 by
7. Not this again.
It's 2.1 square feet.
5 square feet.
I'll just read the message because
Something. Someone gave something us times specific. Something is 5 square feet.
Someone gave us the Pacifics on it, so
they gave us the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, we got the Pacifics mathematics on it, and it is approximately 2.2361 by 2.2361 feet, if it's a square.
Okay.
So it's not very big.
So it's not very big at all. 2 feet. I don't big. Think. I no, think if
could, we could like fit this, all three of us in.
If we had a huddle, square, if we had a huddle on the
this square, would be the square right
here. It's big enough probably. To make us lords.
This would be the square.
Damn
that's
right.
All we, yeah, that's all we needed.
Yeah. So
that's all I care about.
Shout out.
We should start. We
to
should
America. Tell, we should America tell, is the one that bought it for us. So shout out America.
Thanks, America. Thank like you. The country.
Like the country. Yep. And she is from Arizona. So thank you very much for our.
Land. Piece of land, yeah, and tree.
That's awesome.
Our plot. I wonder what
we should tell. Should we grow? We should. There? We should tell Coach to start calling us Lord.
And then I'm serious. I'm like
Lord Pacer.
People yeah, have to start. Like, I get a plane ticket and they say, "Hey, Mr. McTavish, could you please come check in at front desk?" I'm gonna have to like not go until they refer to me as Lord McTavish.
Yeah, like do we have to get our passports changed or something?
Probably. Yeah.
Put Lord in front of it.
Imagine yeah. if you like got stopped at the border because it's like check, like comes up for whatever reason. It's like. Yeah. Oh, you're a lord?
Yeah, you're like, this isn't a Scottish passport. And you're like, oh shit. Like,
yeah, but then
you're just getting held at customs.
Then they see it, then you probably automatically get bumped up to like first class.
Yeah, because like that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I would wear like a scarf and like I would change my name legally to my last name legally to Farquaad, and then I would be Lord Farquaad
from Shrek. We should all get like Louis Vuitton scarves and wear them no matter what the weather is.
One time,
I think that's kind of baller.
In junior, we had a goalie, and he had the long hair that was like perfectly cut all the way around, like
Lord Farquaad. Yeah, the low bowl.
Yeah, he had the
the lower
the bowl. Super bowl haircut, and we called him Farquaad.
Yeah,
and he didn't understand what it meant.
So he had a bob, basically.
Yeah, he was such a beauty, though, that guy.
Shout out that guy.
Shout out that guy, Emil.
Emil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Emil. Oh my.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Hey, oatmeal.
Also, we want to thank everyone that sent stuff to the P.O. box. We just received all the nice gadgets and gifts and candies from, where was it?
Peru.
Peru, yeah.
Yeah. That was, I love that. Like just Peruvian seeing like,
chocolates and
we've gotten candies. To see that over the last year is like some different candies from around the world that we're definitely not used to seeing, but boy, are they good.
And we can confirm that via Craig Button that the Peruvian candies are actually good. They're really good.
Yeah, they are. Those cookies are unreal. Yeah. The chocolate dip ones.
Yeah, I think the IUAP actually kind of touched on that a little bit in their memo.
Did they? I missed it this week.
I also did.
You guys did, eh?
Well, I got it last week, so I was hoping the ball was in someone's court.
We got a really.
I was messing with my email settings, and the whole IUAP must have been flagged by someone. I don't know. Just weird right now. I think,
yeah.
You got to check your junk now.
Yeah.
Junk? That's where it's been going to ears?
It sometimes goes right into the junk because like it fools some people that they think it's a spam. But
yeah. They're like, no, this is how it is. This is legit. This
Maybe
is
we should thing. Start an email chain called the IUAP and actually email people that want to sign up for the email.
Well, that would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. You
just come up with some ridiculous things.
And you know what?
Toss a couple Easter eggs in there.
Eh? We should address the Easter egg situation because, we said look for the Easter egg, and we got messages that people were really trying hard to find the Easter egg. But then I realized after listening to the podcast myself that due to the audio troubles, the Easter egg was actually cut out of the podcast. So it wasn't even in there last week. So our apologies if...
That's all right. We'll bounce back.
We got a really good theory, though.
Well, yeah,
we did. Danielle, Kelsey, and Savannah sent us a really interesting theory that is pretty close.
Almost there. We gave him a hint.
Maybe we'll throw another Easter egg in here somewhere.
We gave him a hint. So we said Marty's junior number was 28.
Yeah.
Your junior number was 18.
Yeah.
And mine was 44.
So together, that's up to you guys to figure out.
You got to mix that in together. It's in the blender. You just got to hit the button.
And add something to it.
And then add a little bit of spice.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Sugar, spice, lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper freestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be my. I think if I was like a hip hop artist, that would be my name.
That's a song.
Lemon pepper
wings are unreal.
Yeah, true.
The dry rub.
Dry rub. Unreal. Lemon pepper
wings. I'm not a big dry rub wing guy, but lemon pepper does hit spot.
If you are gonna go dry rub, it's gotta be lemon pepper.
Would you say it hits different a little bit?
Yeah, that lemon pepper. Oh.
Sorry, not to interrupt, but
no, totally okay.
We've drifted away from the hits different.
Yeah, because we ran out of things that hit different.
Yeah, everything else is normal.
I said lemon in my water. I think 2 weeks in a row, and
one week we said ice water. Yeah. Oh, it just hits different. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah, lemon pepper. Like, wait, that's enough lemon like, pepper talk.
It's 1883, and I ran ice.
Yeah, that's another thing we could talk about. The 1883.
It's moving slow.
It is moving slow.
They've had one like upbeat episode.
That was number three, right? Before that week break.
It was when
we're on number six right now.
Oh shit. Yeah. Maybe it was week.
It was four.
Four.
It was four. The fourth episode. Fourth
was, and then there was when they delay, had the big gunfight. The fifth,
yeah.
Fifth with, was slow.
Yeah, with the bandits.
So hopefully, I mean, it's still a good show, but
it's an unreal show and I get pumped to watch it every
I'm week sure there'll be a couple seasons too because they are really starting from like the beginning it all so
oh yeah
they can make a lot more
I feel like they can make it a little bit slower because it is a prequel so yeah. Like you already have this Yellowstone show that's really active and people are interested in it so then you can kind of make the second or the prequel like move slower and people will still pay attention.
Oh, 1000%. And like they really like literally moving slow because they started in Texas. We're six episodes in and they're in Oklahoma.
Yeah, they just crossed
Oklahoma. That's right above Texas, right?
If last time I checked the map it was,
yeah.
Unless it moved.
I'm not a huge map guy, but like
because yeah, like,
I think so.
These states they do have a tendency to move around a little bit.
Yeah, it's the
Earth's equator shifts.
What are they called? The tectonic?
Titanic plates.
What are those things called?
Tectonic plates.
Pluto, yeah.
Plutonic?
Plutonium plates.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, they're called
tectonic.
Tectonic, I think.
Oh, now
I think it's tectonic. I think
we're just going to get picked apart.
No, again. I think it is tectonic. No, I don't know. I think there's one more syllable we're missing. No, I think it is tectonic. Someone look it up.
Like that's what causes earthquakes.
Yeah, when they shift.
Tectonic, or are they called plutonic?
It's like I feel like it's just like when techno music gets played too loud.
Yeah, there's no EDM in some states just because of earthquakes.
It shifts the state over, so they don't want to move it too just far.
It causes tsunami.
it is tectonic.
Tectonic,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah. There's tectonic plates.
I actually hate EDM music.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. They all have their names too. There's the Caribbean plate, the Scotia plate, the Antarctic plate. Eurasian plate, African plate, North American plate, Philippine plate. So basically just named after where they cover.
Yeah. They're pretty big, eh?
Well, that's the theory about
could fit a lot of food on those plates.
I think the theory about the earth is
steaks, I think.
The theory about the land in on earth was that it was all one landmass to start. And I think
these what was that called? Plates
moving. The
constant
it was the Constable Lindy Ruff.
No, it's called like something Tenopel.
Constantinople. Constantinople.
No, that was a.
I don't know.
I don't I even think know that what was a regime right now. Back in the day. Holy frog throat.
Yeah. So it was called the Pangaea.
Oh, so not Tenopel.
Not
Tenopel.
Pangaea. So that's basically what the theory is that the tectonic plates moved apart.
Yeah.
And that's what drew the land apart from each other.
Okay, sure.
And then when they moved, that's what created like mountains.
Yeah.
And, like,
so this is basically like if you want to learn stuff, you just listen to our podcast.
Yeah. We're going to actually change this to no geography lessons.
Lessons?
Regions.
Sure, like Sean Connery. Excuse
me, sure.
Basically, what happens is like in the Canadian Shield. Do you guys know what the Canadian Shield is?
It's a big rock that goes across the whole country.
That's why a lot of people in Canada have trouble putting pools in because it's just pure granite underneath the ground.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a pool trouble issue.
We put a pool in at my place.
And the Canadian Shield was
there. And
Shield.
So to have a deep end in the pool, you have to have at least like 7 feet of clearance or something. And we got like 5.5 feet down and hit the Titanic plates.
Yep.
And then we got a constable to come in. His name was Constable Pangaea.
Yeah.
And he blew it all up. Was his
assistant there? Tenopel?
Yeah, Tenopel was there.
Tim Opel?
And then they had to blast the rock out with like big excavators and they put like the dynamite in. You know how they do that for like new subdivisions?
Yeah, and then your house was gone.
No,
my house. No, just their eyebrows.
No, the house stayed. But and then we got, funny story is we got down to like 5.5 feet and you need to have 6 or 7 or whatever it was. We were like half a foot away from having the like official clearance to have like a
probably seven because ours is six and you can't dive.
Okay, so so it must be seven.
Yeah,
so
the lifeguard's always there.
Yeah, right? I don't know if that's a municipal rule or my parents.
Municipal, like for in Canada, if you have a pool that's not more than seven feet deep, then you have to have a lifeguard on duty at all times.
Yeah,
it's a fact. That's how they keep lifeguards like in business.
Well, I'm a lifeguard now, so you guys can hire me.
Yeah, you are a lifeguard.
But so we got
the only lifeguard that won't get in the pool.
We got to like 6.5 feet, and then there was like one little hump.
Just got a fishing rod,
guys. Yeah. Can I tell my story?
Sorry, yeah, go ahead, dude.
There's like a little hump in the deep end, and there's like 6 inches that we still needed to clear. So they're like, we can't go anymore. And my dad's like, to hell with that. And he got out his like diamond cutting saw and started sawing it through the granite himself.
Actually?
And, yeah. He got the last 6 inches.
Oh boy, Kev.
Yeah. And shout I out. Actually helped make, build my pool too.
Just literally like, down in the trenches. Eh?
Mm-hmm. You were down in Mariana's Trench.
I was in the I was listening to Mariana's Trench in the trench in my pool.
Yeah, you're like, please just.
And I had a bucket of wheelbarrow cement and I was just launching it at the sides and then like
wheelbarrow cement stinks.
Oh, have you ever just mixed getting, it? Yeah. No a wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Oh no. My god.
Because the only time I did a driveway one time and the truck backs in and like I'm basically like bagel boy, right? Like the truck guy's just showing up he's shooting it and then I would have to wheel it back and fucking whatever they tell me to, and like everyone's just screaming. It's like 3 hours of complete chaos.
Yeah, that's my summer job right there.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah,
that's like every day.
Everyone's just yelling at everyone, and like if someone messes up, it is like detrimental.
But this summer we were working in a backyard, my dad and I, around a pool, and we had to build up the side to put the interlock in with cement. Mm-hmm. But the backyard wasn't accessible. Good word. By a truck.
Okay.
So he bought 75 individual bags of like concrete mix and I had to pour each one in and add water into a wheelbarrow and then mix it myself yourself. And then dump it.
That was probably.
Did you have an electric mixer or were you doing it
all by hand with a shovel?
Oh, that's brutal.
No vibrator, nothing.
That's brutal.
You probably couldn't even pick up your phone after because your hands are probably just.
Yeah.
I have trouble doing just like a little pail full just by hand.
It's hard. It's like mixing like gravel basically.
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely heavy. Hard. Yeah. I'm sure it was fun bringing all those bags back too.
Yeah, no, that wasn't fun.
Just 80 trips.
That's that's the problem about
for 70 bags.
About when you work here
and you walk back, you forgot a bag.
I'm going inside.
When you work for your dad in the summer, like there's no delegating because you're like the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah,
two man business. You're on the bottom because mm-hmm. you're just your dad, right?
Yeah,
you can't tell your dad to go like, hey, can you move the
house? Yeah, you're like, do you mind? Yeah,
hey.
Come on, Dad.
Let's pick it up.
I know you're pushing 55 here, but can you pick up the slack a little bit?
You got the man muscle.
Yeah.
I'm just a little boy.
How strong are dads, though? Seriously.
Old man strength's a thing.
So yeah.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a funny story. My dad's going to appreciate this one. Me and my dad brought a Packer home once, like just for the gravel in the backyard because we were like doing a
jumping jack. I think your dad told us this.
Like a tamper, right?
Yeah. But it's like a driving one. Big one.
Yeah.
My dad's like, can you guys go like unload it out of the truck? And me and my brother get there and we're my brother gets in there and he's like lifting. He's like, shit, this thing's heavy. And we're like, me and him are like trying to figure out like best form to get it off. Cause we're like, oh yeah, we don't want to pull a muscle in our back or anything. It was like 10 minutes. We were back there just like figuring out how we're going to get it off the truck. My dad comes back and he's like, what's taking so long? He grabs it and just two hands it off the thing, puts it on the ground, drags it to the backyard. We're like, me and my brother just like, all right. Right on.
So it's done.
Well, you didn't need us, eh, Dad?
What the heck did you ask us for?
Hey, Wayne.
We literally sat there for like 10 minutes brainstorming the best like form possible to not get hurt, to get this thing off the truck.
To not get hurt.
Yeah. It's like 300-pound thing.
Seriously,
like,
though, Dad's...
You go to the GNC and buy like a weightlifter belt.
Yeah. If I gave my dad like a bar with weights on it, like in a gym, I could crush him.
Yeah.
But like if he told me to pick up like a metal pole, you could pick it up with like four fingers and I would need like three people.
Full squat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got like his fingers on it.
Yeah.
Curling it.
He just looks at it. It gets up.
Yeah. It gets up and runs.
He goes like this.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
It's like, I hate doing that on a podcast. He goes like this and I show you guys and it's funny, it's tough. Like I always forget, obviously.
But they, people can't see.
People cannot see my actions.
People can't
see. Soon though, we're gonna get the
the wheels have been put in motion to get the equipment to provide Instagram too, but YouTube clips.
The wheels have been put in motion.
The wheels have been put in motion. That's the saying.
Yeah, the wheelbarrow.
I guess it is now.
We're gonna get the wheelbarrow going.
Sorry, John.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
So what's next?
I was going to talk about Ozark a little bit because we started watching that.
Yeah.
Johnny and I.
Not just watching it, you like crushing it.
Yeah. No. Like abusing the TV.
Yeah. The TV.
And everyone else's living space.
Yeah.
So we could watch Ozark.
Yeah. Basically, we started it, what, like a week ago almost?
Yeah. Probably like 10 days now.
10 days.
If that.
And we're already Almost halfway done season three.
Yeah,
I'd say that's quite impressive.
And then like 1 hour episodes each, and they're like 55 minutes.
Schedule, like, it does take kind of impressive.
Honestly, people are gonna say like that's being lazy, but it's actually hard work.
It is, because you have to pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah, it's almost like reading a book in 10 days, but like you have to just watch the TV.
And what do you guys say? It's like you guys can never guess like what's gonna happen.
Yeah, no. That's the thing about the show. It's so unpredictable.
No, and like I like doing that while watching a show. Like kind of just like.
Like Yellowstone, you could kind of predict what's going to happen
a little bit. Yeah. But this one, like, I remember like it was sitting beside you, Marty, and I was like, oh, I think this is going to happen. And you said something different. I was like, well, who knows? And you're like, well, I've watched this show before. So.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Yeah. So that might happen.
It's a brain teasing show because you have to think about stuff like that. Like I've never thought about that.
There's just so many twists. Yeah, it's a really good show for those people who haven't watched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I highly recommend it.
I have one issue with the show.
Okay.
Me and Tav are talking about this today. I don't like how dark it is
all
the time.
True.
It's shot in like that blue light.
Oh, kind of
thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like always
just kind of gloomy. Just
dim.
Yeah.
It's like always a rainy day.
When I feel like
and it's always gloomy music.
On the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, the other thing. Yeah. The glare. If you're watching it in the afternoon, like we do.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing else going
Such
on.
Such a first world problem.
Yeah. Seriously.
And we don't have blinds.
Yeah.
No, but like.
Oh, the TV glare. Oh.
I think it's meant to do that to add the suspense to the show, but.
It works.
Yeah, it does, I guess. Sometimes it's hard to tell who's talking and who's who and yada, yada, yada.
It's like being in a room with the lights on.
Yeah, well, you can tell when Ruth is talking because Ruth just is like...
She's got a little twang.
The F word every 2 seconds.
Is Missouri considered a southern state?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
three Canadians.
I would say I think St. Louis is considered the Midwest. And that's where Missouri is, so I'm gonna go with that. But I'll check.
Hey,
I don't even know if I could list like half of the states in the states.
Really?
Yeah,
that's just 25 states.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that offhand.
Like, Missouri is basically dead center in the United States.
It probably
Kansas. No, where's wait. Missouri? What's KS? Is it Kansas?
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas is KS.
Wait, go up. That's Missouri.
Missouri's St. Louis is right here. It's right below Chicago. It's right below us.
Oh.
Midwest.
Midwest.
You drive far enough south, you're gonna hit St. Louis.
I guess so.
Yeah. So you know what they say, all roads lead through to Mississippi. And I'm not even sure. Yeah, it is. Mississippi goes right through St. Louis, so I was right.
How far does the Mississippi River go?
I know exactly it goes 2,300,000 miles.
Is that real fact?
Mm-hmm. 2,300,000.
That's not a number.
Miles, yeah.
2,300,000.
Yeah, it goes right from Antarctica.
Wouldn't it be 230,000 then?
No, 258 million feet. How many square feet do you think it is?
Let's do that. You guys want to calculate the area of the Mississippi?
Yeah, well, how many? You know what's a crazy stat that I think I might butcher here, but if you took all the water out of Lake Superior, you could cover North America in like a foot of water.
Yeah, because some of the there's like depths there that are like deeper than parts of the ocean.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's a thing.
If you go 20 feet out into the lake, it's deeper than if you just go 2 feet out on like the Atlantic Ocean. I know that for sure.
Okay. Yeah. That's given.
Well, if you actually think about these big barges yeah. that come like right here, it must be pretty freaking deep. Like in like these parts over by like Billings and stuff.
Right to the shore.
Yeah.
It's kind of, those things freak me out.
The barges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They're just scary to me.
I've actually never seen the big ones pass by in canal.
Here's a stat for you.
We should go do that one night.
The area of Lake Superior is 31,700 square miles. How many square feet is that?
Two million.
That's a good question.
Jeez.
2 trillion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Sure is big.
We should do a boat tour out on there one day.
No, so we could just see water.
I don't know.
Just cause?
Yeah, just maybe.
Or maybe, maybe guys, this is the lake.
Maybe get like a fishing right. guide, take us out there.
I haven't fished since I was probably like 10 years old.
Yeah, the last fish I caught was like 7 years ago, and it was like a 3-inch fish.
A little minnow. Yeah, it was you putting the minnow on your hook.
Yeah. Does the worm count if I pull it out?
One time I went fishing on a pier in Myrtle Beach, and me and my buddy who was on vacation with me, we were like, wow, fishing's great today. And we caught like 12 of these fish and everyone was keeping them. So we were like, well, we might as well keep them too. Like we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And then, so we would just literally like catch them and then throw them in a bucket. And like, just like,
yeah, cause why not?
Yeah. Sure. Like, and so when we got home, we were like ready to cook them and stuff. And they had like, kind of had like the rigor mortis, like where they get stiff.
The Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
You beat me to that one.
So then my dad was like, no, like you need to take these back to the pier. And so I'm like what? And put them back in the water.
Yeah. And they're going
to
float.
No, and then so we took them back and then we gave them to like the fishermen. They used them up. So, but that was just an interesting fact. But that's why I don't really like fishing anymore.
Yeah. There's a lot of rules.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, but the
and rules I don't like touching fishing, the fish.
The fishing rules are kind of unwritten. That's the thing.
Yeah. Like what?
Like put the big ones back. Like that would just like the common person wouldn't know that.
The big ones back? I thought you had the small ones back.
There's limits on how, like the pike we were talking about when we were watching the spitting chicklets and he caught that pike. You're like, oh, that's big.
Yeah.
But it was only 20 inches and you can't keep anything. The minimum for pike, I think in Ontario, is like 25 inches.
Oh,
yeah.
So I feel like a 20-inch fish. That's pretty
big. No, that's for pike, yeah. And then I think walleye is like between 13. You're allowed to keep 3 under 18 and 1 over 23.
Yeah, but like inches. Not, yeah, but like that's so what I'm saying.
What if
like
you get a 19 incher,
you can keep that.
But like at a certain, I think it's like if they get to a certain length, then you put them back so they can go back and like
breed
and create more fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But like that's something that you wouldn't know unless
I wouldn't even think about it. I'd be like, oh my god, I got a fish. I'm gonna keep it.
It's just a little baby.
You're coming on.
I don't keep the fisherman's rule book beside me.
Yeah, no, I used to have it. I lost it.
Yeah, I actually
shark took it from me.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee signed my copy and then I lost it. So
that's not a knife. This is a knife.
But yeah, that's all I have on fishing.
Yeah. I just don't like putting the worm on the hook and then your hands are all gross and then you got to touch the fish after.
Yeah, and then what if you have to like...
I'm going to need gloves if I'm going like, fishing.
What if you We're going to go to my cabin. Nice We're going to my cabin in the spring.
Well, you put a little piece of prosciutto on the end.
3-hour ride, we'll go there.
All the fish scramble.
Teach you guys how to fish.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be fun.
Sure.
I feel like I would be so good at looking like I'm good at fishing and then just being terrible at it.
Yeah.
You just need patience.
I could get the drip on and then 30 minutes in, if I didn't catch anything, I'd be like, okay, like, let's go back.
That's another thing too. Like fishing's like considered a sport, right? And like, how are you good at fishing?
Yeah.
Like why is like,
well, you gotta know like the fish line tendencies. Like, what are they like
they right? Like this worm better than that worm.
And right? Like how aggressive you're jigging it.
It's just, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's jigging. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't know any of that.
Like, make like your like line pretend it's swimming.
Yeah.
Right.
Like when you're trolling.
Yeah, but who decides what's best for the fish? Like, the fish decide what
the IUAP like told them.
Yeah.
It sent a memo down to the water.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Is that the IUAF?
Yeah. IUAF, the International Union of All Fish.
Yeah.
They probably would have.
They like probably collabed, opinion. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're in constant contact with like the fisherman representative of the IUAP.
There's got to be a sector.
Because there's got to be a union rep for the fish and then a union rep for the people.
I think so.
Yeah.
The people versus the fish.
It's just the fish with a hard hat.
Yeah. And then like when someone keeps a fish that's like too big, they have to go to court, and then like the fish walks in and the lawyer fish walks in a suit.
Yeah.
And then they're against the people.
And he's got like a water tank on.
And then it's like in this case, the fish versus the people.
No, it's not a water tank. It's just someone with a hose in the back.
Yeah.
Just
keeping them wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like the exhibit is like the hook still in its mouth.
Halfway.
We'd like to submit this hook for evidence, and the hook's still in the fish's mouth.
But it's like to them, it's like a nose ring.
So. Yeah. But it's like the fish is like, how do you not, like, this is evidence. And they're like, wasn't me.
I don't know who it was. You were underwater.
Yeah. He's got the fishing rod with the line attached still in his head.
He goes like that.
Yeah.
Pulls him right over. Like, got the hook up. Yeah, you're going to jail.
Yeah, no, that's the thing about fishing. It's just like,
yeah,
you got to think about
the fish. You don't want to go to court with those guys.
No, because they do have good lawyers down there under the sea. Have you ever seen
under the sea?
Yeah. Well, the rep is Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. So
it comes in.
Yeah. Just. Anyways.
All right. Yeah, that's enough of that.
The Olympics are starting up this week.
Pretty sure the opening ceremonies are tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but yeah, probably.
I know that because Will told me.
So yeah.
So Will's my source. If I'm wrong and they're like the next day, then that's on Will.
Obviously, the we're cheering for Team Canada all the way, right? Obviously.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's on everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what's sick is watching like the luge or the skeleton.
I like Winter Olympics way better than Summer Olympics for some reason.
Yeah. Like there's all these like interesting sports.
That's
like it's like
no one pays attention to.
Yeah. Like how do you even get into that? Like who grows up in I want a luge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or I want to scout
like yeah, you wake up one morning, you just decide you want to go face first down an ice chute.
Yeah,
on a sled.
Terrifying. Sledding.
Or you know, actually, this is so terrifying. It's called a long jump on the skis when you go down thing.
Is it long jump?
I don't know if that's the proper term for it, but I know
ski
you're talking.
Jump, you know ski jump. Ski jump. Yeah.
When they go like.
Yeah. I remember I was in Lake Placid.
On sport. By the way. I used to be a gold medalist on Wii Sport.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whatever. Anyways.
No way. I was in a hockey tournament when I was little in Lake Placid.
Oh, yeah.
Like they still have everything there, right? Yeah. So we went up to the top of that looking down.
Terrifying.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And in Lake Placid, so there's the jump, there's a road.
Plastic?
There's a two-lane road, and then there's where you're supposed to land.
Yeah.
So
no, I know. Like they jump over the road.
You miss that jump.
You miscalculate.
You're in someone's windshield. Yeah. Yeah. You're hitting the Corolla on the way by. Yeah.
Like you're sitting in the back watching a movie with a family
with the kids
on their way to Western Virginia.
Yeah. No skis in the car.
Sorry,
but
that is a scary one.
That's actually terrifying.
I feel like I don't think I'd ever try that.
No, actually. I feel like my knees would just buckle.
Did you guys see the Red Bull thing where the guy has the parachute and he's skiing, but he's like going through the village? It's like
is he parasailing?
No, it kind of not parasailing, but he's on skis and then he deploys a parachute, and so like the parachute lifts him off the ski hill and then he goes through the whole
that town. Is insane.
Yeah.
I don't know, I would love to see that,
but it's like a Red Bull thing. He like touches his skis on like the ski lift, like rails, you know, the cables that go on the ski lift. He like grinds on them while he's in the air.
That's just scary.
He's floating.
Yeah, I don't get those like extreme sport athletes. Just like they you're a different breed.
And a couple screws loose, I think.
And all like
how do you think you'd do on the Red Bull crashed ice on skates?
I know a guy that actually did
that.
How do you think
you know what? I think you would have
school.
Really?
Yeah, Derek Miller. He runs a big hockey thing in Ottawa. His next generation hockey. He went here.
Really?
And he did Red Bull Cross Ice for like 2 years before.
That's kind of sick. I feel like my knees would
buckle.
Yeah. Like all the bumps and stuff would like suck, and the tight turns.
Yeah.
But like you're in full hockey gear, so I think you would have the confidence to just like skate freely. But like.
Yeah, but like then like if you fall and then someone else's skates just hit you in the.
You're done.
Right in the jugular.
Yeah. No, seriously. I'm sure they have. Well, they have to wear cages.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure they wear like a full neck guard and.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they must.
But like, imagine that was a contact.
That is wild,
too.
Though. Yeah.
You can.
I think. Well, I don't know if you can.
No, it's probably
it might be like interference or something.
You're probably like,
it's like give him a
little nudge.
You have to go in the penalty box.
Yeah, you have to sit on like the slope for 2 minutes.
I think if you bump into someone like on purpose, you get like a time delay. on your time.
No, it makes sense.
Like a couple seconds or whatever.
Probably like rate like F1.
Kind of, yeah. Like yeah. You, like you're not in P1 anymore.
No, you're in
P4. P1. P2. Yeah. You're currently P7. Yeah. Push the pace.
P3, good job.
Yeah, so the calm. Racer's just like, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, how are they so calm when they're going like five million
miles in the car? Now. Yeah.
Thank you. You made me spill my macchiato. Anyways, I was going to say about the Olympics. What do you guys think of the Team Canada / Lululemon drip?
I think it's disgusting. Any of it. No. Sick.
I think it's sick.
I will shout out Team USA. They got the Ralph Lauren line.
Really?
For mm-hmm. Team USA. Yeah. And their puffer jackets look nasty. Yeah,
I really like the Lululemon stuff.
Yeah.
I think Lululemon is the perfect company to do Team Canada, obviously. Yeah. It's Canadian, but
yeah.
Who did the Roots true. Used to do the Canadian yeah. outfits, right?
Did you know Roots is actually an American company?
Is it?
Yeah.
Like American owned? Because you don't see many
like Roots. Like it started in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't see many Roots down here.
I know. That's the weird part.
Yeah. I don't think there's any Roots here.
Start.
I'm going to, yeah,
you got to look this up. I'm pretty sure it started in the States.
But yeah, and,
it's always just one click away.
Right? Lululemon.
That's the good thing about Google, man.
Lululemon did a sick job on these things. And I was going to say, thanks to our friendly app, TikTok. All these athletes are able to like showcase what's going on in the Olympic Village while they're there. You know what I mean? Like where they're living, what people are
yeah,
doing.
Yeah. That's all the accommodations that they get to.
Accommodations. Yeah, accommodations?
No. All the comedies they're watching.
No, they play a lot of comedies.
Yeah, no, they just got to keep the athletes laughing.
That's why we love social media. Is because you get the behind the scenes access. And Roots. Was founded in Toronto, Ontario. So,
all right. So I was dead wrong. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that for a second.
Yeah.
I feel like someone told me that one time and I just believed it.
Probably yeah. Will.
Well, you had no reason.
Yeah, was it Will?
You had no reason Will. Not to, right?
Will, you'd lose.
That's it. The thing about people lying for no reason is like you have no reason not to believe them.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you?
And, like, I don't mean to lie. I'm just saying what someone what I heard one
yeah,
time.
It's like, from it's Will, a, yeah. Yeah.
The best part is none of those guys listen to this. So we can,
yeah, we yeah. can just chirp.
We can make up, like,
you guys want to pick on Cuddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuddy. We'll just rip Batesy yeah. next episode yeah. too.
Cuddy, yeah, but he's bringing back the mustache too. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah,
yeah. He has a mustache like once a month.
Yeah,
yeah. He grows it quick
for like a week, yeah. and then he just shades it, and then he gets it back. And
I'm going with the big beard right now.
Yeah,
it's not very big.
Yeah, but no, it's not very big.
Yeah,
this goes fuzzy. Long. Yeah,
it's fuzzy.
It's so long.
It's like hairs on your chinny chin chin. Over there.
Yeah, chin beard. You don't get anything above your jawline.
I know. Of, I yeah. hate it.
No, chia pet.
Kind of like us. Actually, yeah. we all really don't have great facial hair.
I grow a neck beard. I can't grow on my cheeks.
But you guys can grow a mustache. Yeah, I can't. I can grow like a thick neck beard, but then yeah. like above my upper lip, I can't get much.
I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough.
It's genetics. That's the problem.
Yeah. See, but my older brother and my dad have like sick facial hair. And then I got this.
Your dad has an elite mustache.
I got patches of Houlihan.
I know Ralph's gonna listen, and he has an elite mustache.
He does.
Yeah.
He
like
does,
top
yeah.
10, like top.
You should see his wedding mustache. Picture.
Is he rocking it?
Oh, he's rocking the stash. Yeah.
He's got a little salt.
I think
and pepper
my dad is too.
He's got a little
picture.
Salt and pepper in there now, though.
Oh yeah.
It's a nice touch.
Yeah, it makes you look wise.
Well, like yeah, that's what I mean. Like yeah. I would believe anything he told me if it.
Yeah.
Was
like, it's like he could have told you Roots started in Oregon. Eh?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't
like,
even
oh,
looked
yeah.
it up.
I would have looked at it. I would have looked right in the salt and pepper. I was like, oh, that has to be true.
Thanks,
Ralph. He could have told me he founded Roots. I would have believed him.
That'd be cool.
So that's just the thing.
Hook you up with the salt and pepper pants.
Salt and pepper. Yeah. He is. I forget, but this is gonna sound bad. Does Ralph have hair?
He does
on the not, side on the sides
no no it, yeah it's no he doesn't have a cul-de-sac. It's like a bald spot
in the back
oh yeah yeah
like on the
now
top
I remember.
A backwards
but cul-de-sac. He's got the salt and pepper yeah. My dad's got the salt and pepper going up top now too.
Yeah
what so your dad
yeah everyone
they're the salt and pepper boys
or the beanbag boys
one day we'll be in the salt and pepper crew I'm sure
oh yeah I've gotten a couple grays already actually
really
yeah
in your hair?
I've got like four gray hairs, yeah.
I get like jeez. Red in my beard, so do you.
Yeah, my beard goes
yeah.
red.
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 My beard goes red.
Red.
Hi.
Okay, so I guess we'll move on to the International Union of All People announcement for this week.
Did we have any applications?
No, that we just said that it might they might have something to do with something that we said before, but I can't remember what that was now.
Oh.
So
oh, and speaking of that, what's this bullshit about hiring a CEO? Or
well,
replacing
chief,
me?
Chief Entertainment Officer.
There was something about replacing me on the board.
What do you mean?
Last week.
You were never. We were looking for a hiring position for the CEO.
Yeah.
Oh, so we don't have okay. one. Yeah. I thought I was getting replaced.
No, you're a board member.
Oh, okay.
We need a CEO.
You're on the board of governors.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And parliament.
But we're looking for like a chief entertainment officer. And I'm sad to say the position has not been filled yet.
Yeah.
Didn't we get an application?
We got a couple applications.
We want to see some applications like for real. So
yeah,
some like
full on resume, like
send them in, folks.
Yeah. Like
maybe if we get a good one, we'll bring them on and they have to
say
we'll put them through a job interview.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they tell us.
And And you have to dress really formally too. Cause like, this is like a big deal.
Yeah. What if you went into a job interview and they're like, what are your strengths? And you told them and they're like, humble.
Yeah. They're like, well, confidence isn't an issue.
what would you say if someone asked you in a job interview, what your weaknesses are?
Quite
being on time.
You know what? I'm a multitasker. I just do too many things at once. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to take too much control. I'm a perfectionist, and sometimes I just take the reins. Sometimes I just take too much pride in my work.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of a workaholic, you know, so.
And then be like, that's not what we're looking for.
I would do anything for this company. Anything. I would do anything to get this job. They're like, huh.
You're like out the window. You're like, you want me to go hit that guy? I'll go hit that guy.
Yeah. You go back out into the lobby where all the other candidates are waiting. You're like, which one of you is going to me right now? Yeah. You stand outside the door, you're like, no one's getting past me.
Yeah.
And one guy walks up and you're like, okay, never mind.
It's 8 a.m. on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Are we going?
Yeah.
I'm going?
You're wearing a Hulk cans.
You brought like a hockey helmet.
And what's one thing that you would love to wear to an interview that you couldn't wear?
Sweatpants.
That's a good one.
It'd be hilarious if you wore like your jock cup to an interview, but like no one would know.
Yeah, like my warm-up gitch.
Yeah.
With your jock cup in.
Yeah. You're looking. I'm doing like high knees in the hallway.
Yeah.
Get the ladder out. Doing a ladder drill.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you showed up with like a hockey night in Canada towel around your neck?
Yeah, and then like a water bottle, you squirt it on your head.
Yeah, and you have to act out of breath the whole time.
You say, you know, every 5 seconds.
You know what's hilarious? When the NHL used to do interviews while the players were biking on the after the game.
Oh yeah.
Like in Ottawa and Toronto, they used to do that a lot. Like yeah, they'd be on the stationary bike, like cooling down, and they'd be getting questions on the interview. And
it's hockey interviews are hilarious because it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is usually always the same.
Yeah, you can get away with the same 5 answers like, to any question.
You know,
we just gotta work hard, stick to the game plan, and
get pucks deep, keep moving our feet, stick to the game plan, believe in ourselves, tighten things up.
Yeah.
Like those 5 things can be said for any question in hockey.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Like,
and it always starts off with,
Starts with, oh, yeah, you know.
That's starting to change though. Guys are starting to be more personable.
I think guys are reading more. It's getting their vocab expanded.
You should start a research project on that.
No, that's all right.
How many guys in the NHL are reading more than the old days?
It's just like one guy.
Yeah.
You went to like Cornell.
He went to Harvard for economics. And he reads that book of economics.
Yeah, so back to the IEP. What did they say this week?
Yeah, no, they were since I won Family Feud last week, they were on the they're happy to have me back in the room there to get the email, obviously, because they know I check my email more than you guys.
Yeah.
You do.
But they wanted to address an issue that came up a couple weeks ago with my mom on.
Right.
Right. Because she was under review for major suspension for like disorderly conduct on the podcast.
Yep.
And so the Department of Podcast Safety was in touch with them as well. And they deemed that we would just fine her.
Okay.
So there's no suspension added.
Just a fine.
Yeah. Just a fine of
deserving.
Yeah. 300 billion Jeff Bezos's. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Like one full Bitcoin she had to give to the podcast.
I think she paid her fine the other night though, because she did get the boys dinner.
Yeah, she did get us dinner. So
shout out to Tammy for that. That was huge.
Yeah, the fine's been paid. The debt's been paid.
But the IUAP, she's out of jail now. No, she's good.
After deliberation on the board, they decided that since she did have an act of kindness, that there would be no fine carried over.
Okay.
But
an act of kindness.
Yeah, an act of kindness by buying us dinner. Exactly.
Yeah.
But like I said, they deliberated on it for a long time, and she started her own union called the IUAPM, which is the International Union of All People's Moms.
Yeah.
And she tried to say that that was the governing body of the IUAP, which is just completely an utter slander. So,
yeah.
Basically, what the IUAP has decided is that we've put cease and desist on the IUAPM.
Okay.
And we have taken over their company. And
we already did that, right?
A cease and desist?
Yeah, we've cease and desist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Caesar salad.
We've talked about it. I honestly thought a cease and desist. Was it seize and
yeah?
You thought it was no, seasoned. Like the legit thing, seize and desist,
something like that.
I honestly thought this is so dumb. I thought it was a seasoned assist, like when like a vet gets like an assist in a game, like a guy that's been playing for a couple years.
That's stupid.
And then I heard it in law class, and I was like, oh, okay, that can't be it.
But anyway, so,
so
the IUAP is proud to announce that they have acquired all rights to the IUAPM and everything that comes with that. So now basically what happens is since we're got board of governors, like when we go home and we see our employees of like the IUAPM, which are our moms, they have to listen to what we say now.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
So like
deal,
like when they tell you to make your bed in the morning, then you can respond to them and tell them to make their bed as well. So
totally fair.
Their beds was made at like 6 a.m.
They should have never gotten this battle.
They can't see the resources in the IUAPM is just not capable of withstanding what we have.
No, it's not sustainable.
No, they picked a fight with a bulldog and they were a little chihuahua. So basically that's all we had for this week. So we got that settled. Okay. And we're proud owners of the IUAPM now.
Well, thanks for relaying the message.
All right. So should we move on to some questions now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, big shout out for relaying the message there, Johnny.
Thanks, man. I love when people just relay messages.
Yeah, there's really nothing better than a good old message relayed, like banana telephone or what do you call it?
Something like that, yeah.
What do you call that game when you're like...
Telephone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just called telephone.
Yeah.
Forget the banana.
Yeah, maybe no banana.
Maybe a banana.
Well, if you're hungry.
You don't need cramps, right?
Maybe hold a banana on that.
Yeah, okay. Well...
All right, we'll move on to some questions.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Michaela from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I just had a quick question for you guys. I hope you guys are having a great night. So with university getting pretty busy and lots of knowledge to absorb and things to learn, I was just wondering if you guys could take out your brain and give it a rinse, would you use cold water or warm water and why? I hope you guys have a great night.
Oh, that's a good question, especially because I think my brain needs a good rinse. I'm gonna have to put it in the washer and the dryer.
I'm going with cold water simply because I think that would like refresh it the best.
Yeah.
Because warm water would like put it to sleep, right? It'd just go, okay, good night.
Yeah. You're supposed to sleep at night,
right? Yeah.
And warm water could like cook your brain a little bit too.
Yeah. I don't want like a cooked brain.
No, you definitely don't want a cooked brain.
You want Speedy Gonzales' brain.
Yeah, you want that brain. You want your brain to be just firing on all cylinders, basically. So
I know that's what I would want.
Good question, though.
Guys, this question comes from Kelly and Lucy from Sydney, Australia. Oh. We were just wondering if any of you need a visa because we're up for the challenge.
Need a what?
A visa?
A visa? Is that what they said?
If we need one?
A visa.
To Australia?
Do you need a visa to go to Australia?
No, but like if you want to hang around for a little bit.
Then, maybe. Well.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm a Canadian citizen, so it'd be kind of hard to get a visa. You?
Yeah, it would be difficult.
It'd be difficult for me.
I am also Canadian, and it'd be difficult. But like, if
at one point I'd like to visit it because we do have animals there.
Yeah, we have a penguin, a koala, and a kangaroo.
Yeah,
that we need.
So we need to go.
We gotta go feed them.
Yeah.
Imagine we got to the zoo and there was just like owner's fees that we had to pay.
Your penguin got sick last spring. So
Your kangaroo, your kangaroo's waste removal bill is really elevated this month. So
your kangaroo lost the boxing match.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to
pay the losing fee.
All right.
Hi guys, my name's Kiana. I'm from Windsor, Ontario, and my question for the podcast was: if you were all Disney characters, who would each team member be? Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm not familiar with Disney characters, so
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Should we do the
Goofy, Pluto?
Should we do the three of us or all 10?
We could be the
who's like a really grumpy Disney character?
Grumpy from the Seven Dwarves. Snow White.
Oh, that's Dave.
Dave's grumpy.
Grumpy.
It was like a really goofy.
Goofy. Well,
there's Goofy, the Disney character.
Okay, Goofy. Frizz. That's Frizz.
Goofy.
Yeah.
Frizz would be Goofy for sure.
Is Donald Duck spits a lot, so that's Yelly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yelly would be. Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys.
I think that's Warner Brothers. I think that's Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck. But Donald Duck does.
Okay. Yeah, he does spit quite a bit. Yeah.
Where's the eighth dwarf, Spitty?
Who am I?
You would be.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
No, you're not.
No, Mickey's got all his teeth, so you wouldn't be able to be him. We could think of any Disney character too. Like,
doesn't just have to be from Mickey Mouse, right?
No,
no, it doesn't have to be from the clubhouse.
No, it doesn't have to be the clubhouse boys.
Johnny
would be Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, just because he looks like him, kind of.
Oh, are you calling me a?
No, I'm not calling
a nice guy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm saying for looks, like only. Like you're a big, like strong guy, and you got like that, like Italian kind of face.
He's French.
No, but French Italian. He's kind of both.
Oh.
Okay. I looked up his.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I did like the 23andMe.
He's Italian on his mom's
side. I did the ancestry.com on him, and he was part Italian. So.
No, his mom's from.
I'd be like Sully from Monsters Inc. I think that'd be
you're just a lovable guy.
Yeah, I'm just like a scary guy. Then, like when you look at me, but then like I'm like, oh, bro,
you're a lovable guy. Yeah,
like I scare people for my job, but then like when you get to know
and
me,
you're a good
if you
friend.
Take me out for a beer, he's like a you friend, get to know me. Sully. Yeah, he got your back, and, you know.
Who are you? I'm Olaf.
Okay.
Olaf,
sure.
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
You're an annoying snowman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got one tooth.
He got a little tooth.
He's just got a toothy.
Who would be?
Dave could also be Edna Mode because he's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's true. He could be Edna Mode from Incredibles.
You could be Mr. Incredible, actually.
Who is? Yeah, I could.
You could be Doug.
I could be Doug the dog from Up.
No, that's Yelly. Yeah, we already said Yelly's Daffy.
Who else are we missing? Will?
Yeah.
Will would be like Prince Eric.
Well, yeah, Will's Prince.
Cuddy would be Buzz Lightyear.
Cuddy would. Well, Shrek's not Disney, is it? No, it's. Is it?
Shrek's. Picks no Shrek's
DreamWorks.
Yeah, so not Disney.
Lessons Cruella De Vil.
When he makes us work on a
song. Yeah, he is Cruella De Vil.
My puppies.
That's the best we got for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so should we do Family Feud? Quite quickly.
Oh, we got my question.
Oh yeah, we got to do one more question.
Yeah, we got what is it again? Podcast question: who could do the best news anchor voice?
Oh,
let's hear it.
All right.
Okay.
You got a script for us?
Yeah, we got some scripts here. Do you want, we'll do closing lines or opening lines?
Opening.
Close. Okay.
Closing.
Closing is kind of fun.
What's shorter?
I like closing. Closing's kind of like
number two is
gonna sign off. Okay.
Number two is fun. Like easy to read.
Okay. Ready?
News anchor voice. Come on.
Wow. That's a lot of words.
Enunciate.
Those were the top stories for this hour. We do not just secure freedom, we defend what people deserve. You can contact us through these numbers flash on your screen, share your feedback, and make us aware of any of the hot news you have. Good day.
Got any hot news?
Good day.
Imagine people have hot news and they have to juggle it because it's so hot.
I liked how you started. You're like, those. Okay.
All right, John.
Yeah, well,
let's see what you got. News Anchor Edition.
And those were the top stories for this hour. We do not secure... Yeah.
No, you got a freestyle. You're on air. You're on live
even
air.
Even if you misread, you just got to make up something. Like, even doesn't matter where you end up.
Okay, sentence number two.
And the teleprompter is already on a new segment. Yeah.
We do not just secure freedom, we defend what people deserve. You can contact us through these numbers flashed on your screen. Share your feedback and make us aware of the hot news that you have. Good day.
And now we're sending it over to Marty with sports.
And here's Marty with the
and today the Dodgers beat the
beat the Angels in the nail biter
in the ninth inning with a walk-off single bunt with
a walk-off bunt.
Well, thanks a lot, Troy and Johnny. Those were the top stories for this hour. We do not just secure freedom, we defend what people deserve. You can contact us through these numbers flashed on your screen. Share your feedback and make us aware of the hot news you have. Good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. This week, Family Feud. We're going to go first to two. It's a quick one.
All right.
Between Johnny and Marty.
Yep.
Because I'm reading it. Hey, Peter.
Hey. Beta Griffin here.
Okay. Name a body part that a pirate would be missing.
Leg.
Hand. Number one. Hand is not on there.
Huh? Captain Hook.
Okay, well, nothing, John.
The answers were leg, tooth, ear, finger, and toe.
I'm missing a tooth.
Yeah.
Surprise eye is pirate. Surprise eye isn't on there because eye patch, you know.
Yeah. Well, eye and Hank, yeah, because Captain Cook and then I.
Yeah.
Captain
sure.
Cook.
Captain Hook. Crunch.
Yeah, he's the chef on the ship.
All right.
This is one that you guys might. Okay. What are some gifts that you would use to surprise a person that you know?
Coffee.
Nope.
To surprise a person that you know.
Gifts to surprise a person you know.
Flowers?
No. Back to Johnny.
Chocolates?
No.
Gift card?
Gift card's number three.
1-1.
The answers were new car. Well, I didn't know we were in Beverly Hills right now.
I know a few people. I would buy none of them a car.
Yeah. New car, clothes, gift card, money, jewelry.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I know you. Here's
20 bucks. Hey, Peter.
All right.
Things you would find around the house. Very broad. And Johnny, what's your answer?
A TV.
No, not on there.
Very broad.
It's broad. Like there's a bunch. No. Quit looking, bud.
I was gonna look, but I forgot it goes back to me. So a couch and a TV aren't on.
No. Things you'd find around the house.
A fridge.
No.
Vacuum.
Getting warmer, but no.
A laundry room?
No.
Oh,
house. A bed?
No. I don't know who they asked.
But I'm naming everything in a house.
Things you would find around a house.
A fucking wall?
No, no walls. A
carpet.
Getting warmer, but no.
A rug?
No, no.
I said warmer.
Think a shower. Of,
no.
Think of what?
Things that you would find around a house.
Kitchen, a table?
I'll give you the fifth answer. It's a dog or a cat, the fifth answer.
A pet?
No, that's the answer that I just gave you. You have to think of other stuff.
A father?
No.
A TV remote?
No. Okay, no. The question's TV's, over.
What are these answers?
Paper towels, toilet paper, food, mail, and a dog or cat.
Oh my God. But not a fridge in sight.
No.
Yeah.
No. You know.
Or a laundry room.
No.
They don't have those there. Yeah. All right. That was terrible.
List some games you would play outside. Marty got it first.
Catch. Baseball.
Catch. Not on there.
What? Hopscotch?
Nope.
We're going for unconventional.
No, nope, Marty. Marty. Marty.
Volleyball.
No.
What?
Tag.
That's number three.
Soccer.
You went first, so you lost that point. Hide and seek, ghost in the graveyard, tag, basketball, and football.
Oh my God. This is like early the 90s games. Yeah. Ghost in the graveyard. Okay, 2-1 Johnny.
2-1 Johnny.
Aren't we playing a two?
Yeah, we'll play the three. I meant to say three.
Right.
We always play the three. Name a famous country singer.
Johnny Cash.
No.
Luke Combs.
That's number four.
That's a point for me.
Garth Brooks, John Denver, Elvis, Luke Combs, and Blake Shelton.
All right.
I thought Johnny Cash was like more rock.
No, he's known for his country.
Oh. 2-2. Final question.
No, he's well known for his country.
Yeah.
Okay.
According to
the tiebreaker.
Grand Ole Opry and everything.
This is the last question. Name a shellfish that someone might eat.
Shrimp.
Not on there.
Crab.
Lobster.
Not on there. Lobster's on there.
But crab isn't?
Crab's not.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't even know.
Okay.
It said shrimp, lobster, and crab.
Oysters, clams, lobster, crawfish, conchfish.
And that's a win for Marty.
Wait, Jordan won.
You said shrimp, but crawfish is on there?
Yeah.
And shrimp's not.
Yeah.
They're the same thing, though.
They
same
asked, family, right? I forgot to say, they asked 100 people from Louisiana. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
See you, folks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.